This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Box Trick. I'm your host, Matt Brady. Joining me once again is Tiffany O'Malley. Tiffany, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good today. How are you?
I'm good. You know why? Because we're about to talk Legend of Zelda.
It's always a good day with Zelda.
Yeah, I believe you came up with a great title for what we're going to be calling this series, A Link to Hyrule.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Link to Hyrule. It works on 2 levels.
It does. It works on so many levels.
I love it.
So what I think we should do is we're just going to go through our favorite Legend of Zelda games.
Yes.
We are including Hyrule Warriors in this list. So it's going to be the 18 main series games plus Hyrule Warriors. Sorry, Link's crossbow training. You're more of a demo. So you're out.
Oh, man.
And Wand of Gamelot and what the other CDI game will not be included because they're trash. So
I love it. All right.
So, okay, coming in at number 19, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of just go through and we're going to count towards one, and then we're just going to kind of see what we've got, where we've got. So we might compare. We're going to end up comparing games a couple times. But at number 19, what do you have, Tiffany?
I have Four Sword Adventures.
Whoa! That's okay. I have it quite a bit higher.
Well, these are favorites, right?
Yeah, these are favorites.
These are favorites.
These are favorites. This isn't best. We're gonna do a ranking later. But this is favorites. Okay.
Favorites. Yeah. Never really couldn't really get into it. So
yeah.
It wasn't my cup of tea. At
number 19, I have Spirit Tracks.
Okay. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of interesting. We'll kind of compare the games just side by side. And it's going to be weird because we're just gonna be comparing like two, maybe sometimes, you know, just games you don't think about when you talk about Zelda. But I think it's going to be kind of cool. So,
yeah.
Four Swords Adventure is really cool if you have like 4 people playing.
Correct.
I think that's the best way to play it. And I had some friends when I was living in Portland. And man, we just, you know, we loaded up our GameCubes and we had like the Game Boy Advance adapter and we were all playing together. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like, you know, we just get together and play it a lot. And so for me, that game has like pretty fond memories. In terms of like the story and everything, I wasn't like super about it.
Yeah.
But some of the, I think there's technically what I would consider 3 multiplayer Zeldas. And yeah, it just comes down to really, I think, did you play with other people? And that will totally change your...
And my answer is no.
Yeah.
So that kind of sells like That's why it's at the bottom of my list.
Yeah, oh, no, absolutely. And those games you deal with Vati, you don't really deal with Ganon. And, you know, it is just kind of a different story in the Zelda universe.
I guess when you have to think of, like, your favorite ranking, like, you're going to think of, like, the things that kind of how, like, you started.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And they're just the things that you love about those games. And that's what you look for in all the Zelda games. And kind of if they don't deliver there, then they're not going to be as great to you.
Yeah. And remember, this is favorites.
Favorites.
This is favorites. We're not saying one's better than the other. We will at some point. But
true.
Yeah. And then Spirit Tracks, to be honest, I barely played it. I just couldn't get into it. I tried it. And it's just not my... I'm not really a big fan of the Wind Waker era. I mean, I like Wind Waker. We'll get to it. But like Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks, as we'll see coming up. Okay, so what do you have at number 18?
The numbering on my list got off for some reason, but okay. Legend of Zelda 2 Adventure of Link.
Okay, this is where we're gonna differ a lot.
It is. I know.
That's okay. Yeah.
It's a favorite list. It's a favorite.
Favorite list.
So yeah, I don't know. Top down camera, slide scrolling kind of thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get it. A lot of people don't like Zelda 2 because it's just so different. And especially like even before when it was, I mean, well, really, it's still the most different Zelda game. I mean, it's the only one that's like it. I mean, all the other Zelda games are, you know, like either 3D or 2D, and they're 2D like A Link to the Past. And so you have the original and then you have A Link to the Past, and that was for a long time. And then you'd had two in the middle and it was just so different.
Mm-hmm.
That I get it. And it's kind of hard. It's a hard Zelda.
Yeah.
So I understand. I understand why people don't like it.
Yeah. And I honestly, I didn't really like play it like that much.
Right.
So I really don't have like a lot of reasoning behind it. I just know that I was like, I don't like it. And I was kind of done.
that's cool. That's understandable. And it does have some weird mechanics in it. Not just the side scrolling, but like the weird leveling up system. And like, it's kind of clunky and confusing. I get it. At number 18, I have Phantom Hourglass.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, you know, for me, it's like Spirit Tracks and Phantom Hourglass. I just don't like either one of them. And it's just, it's not that they're bad games or anything. It's just, you know, you use like weird touch controls and the DS. Yes. And
yeah.
I don't like games where I have to use, and this is like for like phones and stuff too. I don't like games where you have to control a character via touch.
Yes.
Because then I feel like I'm looking at my hand most of the time.
Oh,
so they do kind of like a big hand. And so I'm like not seeing what's going on. And I'm like, what's the point of that?
Yeah. Well, and I think why I have those ranking a little bit higher. I don't know. Those are the ones where like I was kind of like away at college and I was playing those games. So that's what I had at the time. So I liked them a little bit more than the other ones that I've barely played.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing about this list is we're going to go through pretty much our Zelda stories, really. Mm-hmm. And like why each game has like significance to us and like what we like think about. And it's kind of cool. I think that's why it's kind of cool doing like our favorites and kind of comparing them like this.
Yeah.
Cause like, you know, just for you having those, you probably spent like a lot of time in those games.
Mm-hmm. More time than a lot of people, I think.
Yeah. Than other Zelda games. Cause it's what you had access to, which I think for me is why some of my games rank pretty high where they do. Okay. Number 17. What do you have?
17 Triforce Heroes.
Okay.
Triforce Heroes.
Yeah. Mine's pretty close. Mine's pretty close to there, but yeah.
Where do you have that one at?
I have it at 16.
You have it at 16. Oh,
so
okay.
We can go ahead. Let's just talk about it. Yeah. Yeah. So close.
That's pretty close.
Yeah. Triforce. Go ahead.
You go ahead. Nope. You go.
Okay. I'll go ahead. Yeah. Triforce Heroes. Again, this is one that's one. It's kind of like an offshoot. It does have some interesting mechanics and stuff. But again, it just comes down to, are you playing with friends or are you playing by yourself? Which is actually why at my 17, I have Four Swords.
Okay.
The first Four Swords,
which was
just on Game Boy Advance. And one of the cool things about Four Swords, though, is that it also came with, on the Game Boy Advance version, it came with A Link to the Past. And so I always kind of viewed Four Swords as like, well, it's kind of just like extra, right? Mm-hmm. Then Four Swords Adventure, okay, it's like the next step up. But yeah, so again, both of these games and Four Swords Adventure, they're the multiplayer Zeldas. So if you're right. playing with friends a lot, I could see how these could be like in your top five.
Yeah, I am never playing Zelda with friends. Like, that's something that I'm always doing by myself. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
And you know what? Four Swords was what I had at 19, and it got deleted really? Somehow.
Oh, that's okay. That's
so
okay.
So we're all caught up on my list.
We are all caught up here.
All right.
Okay. So
yeah.
Now...
So like, Triforce Heroes. It's that one that was in between, the Link Between Worlds and then the Breath of the Wild release. Right. And I got it, and honestly, I played it for probably a half hour, and I was like, I just could not get into it.
And it's also like, it's going to sound weird. It's kind of like a Final Fantasy mechanic, where you have like the different job systems mm-hmm. in Final Fantasy. And that's kind of what they, I think, went for in this. And it just didn't really work. We're like, okay, well, each one has like a different role.
Yeah.
And yeah. And I'll tell you what, though, if you lived in Japan mm-hmm. where Street Pass and like playing 3DS is much bigger and there's much more people playing like around you all the time.
Yeah.
You would have a totally different opinion of this game. And I think that's kind of the thing, but they were just like, well, we're making a Legend of Zelda game that's probably going to do really well in Japan and is going to do maybe okay in the States.
Yeah.
And so,
well, it was just that thing to like try and scratch everybody's itch for a new mm-hmm. game, and then it kind of didn't work.
Yeah, because Breath of the Wild took so long.
Yeah, and you know what? I was totally okay when they pushed that back. What I was like two or three times, I was mm-hmm. like, it's okay. People were getting mad, and I'm like, no, it's going to be great because they're making it better.
Yeah, we'll get to it, but it's going to be a while. I think for both of us.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
Okay, so number 15. This is where mine's going to come in a little controversial. But again, this is favorites, not the best. So I'll let you go first.
Okay. I have Hyrule Warriors at 15.
Okay. I have Hyrule Warriors a little bit higher up, but that's okay. It's a totally different game. It's like a Dynasty Warriors game. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, so I enjoyed it. It was all right, but it wasn't the usual, you know?
Did you play the Wii U version or did you play the 3DS version?
I played the Wii U version.
Okay. Again, this is another one that is kind of better with friends. I played it by myself, and I liked it just because I actually really liked the Dynasty Warriors games.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say I didn't like it as much as I liked other Dynasty Warriors games.
Okay.
And not even like the main Dynasty Warriors series, because I don't really like the main Dynasty Warriors series. This is sound weird, but like Dynasty Warriors or like Tecmo Koei has done crossovers with other things. They've done like Gundam games, and lately they've been doing games with Square Enix doing the Dragon Quest series, which is a big RPG. And those games, Dragon Quest Heroes, oh my god, it's so good. I spent literally like 80 hours. Like
80 hours.
Oh yeah, beat it 100%. Got the platinum trophy on my PS4. Loved
nice.
It. And now you can actually get both of them. They're coming out later this year on the Switch, and they're a lot of fun. Even if you haven't played the Dragon Quest series, I think you would never enjoy it.
No, but I'll have to definitely look into that for the Switch.
Yeah.
So with Hyrule Warriors, like you were saying, you played it by yourself.
Right.
I never owned a Wii U. That's the only Nintendo system I did not own.
Yep.
So I actually did play that with friends.
Yeah.
So I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. It's different. It's just kind of cool because it's kind of like, oh, you get all the different characters, but there's so much DLC that like you would kind of have to like wait and then buy it all when it became a lot cheaper to really get all the different characters. And there was some weird like, it kind of fell victim to this thing that's been happening lately where it's like certain companies will give you like specific pre-order stuff. So like, well, if you order from Amazon, you can get this. What if you order from Target, you can get this. So then you can't get all of the stuff
mm-hmm.
unless, you know what I mean? You have to buy the game like two or it's like, you know, to get it all, you can't really do it. So yeah, that's kind of what happened with Hyrule Warriors. But again, I liked it and I think it's a good game. We'll get to it where I have it on my list because I have it a little bit higher, but
mm-hmm.
That's okay. So what are we on now? We're on 15. Okay.
15. Yeah.
This is my 15. Okay.
What's your 15?
Now, I will. No, hold on. I'll say this.
Okay.
Okay. So now that we've gotten to this point, So this is my remaining 15. I generally like slash almost love all of these games. So it's not like I'm like, oh, I really don't like it having it on this list. I mean, there's Legend of Zelda. I like all of them.
Yeah.
I have Twilight Princess.
Oh.
And again, my thing is, though, it's like these are the top 15 Zelda games, which probably puts them all in my top 100 games ever. So it's right. I play so many video games.
You do.
So whereas like Tiffany plays mostly just like Nintendo and Zelda games. Yeah. So yeah. It's a little bit. Yeah. So Twilight Princess for me, I got it at launch for the Wii. And I don't know what it was, but I just didn't really like running around as the wolf.
I get that.
Yeah. And so I don't know what it was. I just couldn't get into that mechanic. But I thought it looked great. I thought the soundtrack was great.
Yeah.
I think I love Midna as a character. I think Midna's like, it's really interesting. It's a really cool take. I just don't know what it was. I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah. And I actually don't have Twilight Princess like super high.
Yeah.
But I totally understand that playing as Wolf Link, you know, I couldn't really get into that. It was beautiful looking. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like the answer to people who were really mad about the way that Wind Waker looked. I get it. I understand. Yeah.
Well, and I think for me, the thing was, so we played Ocarina of Time, which everybody loves. And it was like, man, I just wanted to play a game as adult Link, but like not in like a post-apocalyptic world, right?
Yeah.
And so then we had Majora's Mask, which again, like you're playing as Kid Link, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you have Wind Waker, where you're pretty much just Kid Link or Toon Link, you want to call him that. Yeah. And then we get to Twilight Princess where it's like, oh, finally, I'm adult Link, but I also have to be a wolf. And I was like, I just want to run around the entire time as adult Link. I don't want, you know, and so,
yeah.
And I get why people love it. I totally understand why people love this game. And like, I think people would have it as number one. I could honestly see from this point on, I could see the argument for any of these games being number one. And that's what makes Legend of Zelda so great. So,
So
again, for the people listening, this is our favorites.
We just have to, like, don't get mad at us. This is personal opinion.
Pretty much from this point out, I would say every game is like, I would give a 10 out of 10. I mean, they're that good. It just comes into personal preference.
Yeah, I agree. And one more thing, I guess I should note about when I played Twilight Princess, I played it on the GameCube.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was before I bought a Wii.
Yeah,
so it's a little different gameplay.
I got a Wii at launch, which is actually the first console, video game console I ever got like at launch. Nintendo Wii. Yeah.
My next, 14, I think.
Next, right? Yeah, 14. Yeah.
Yeah. I have the Minish Cap at 14.
Okay.
I don't really like it.
That's okay. I have Minish Cap quite a bit higher, but Minish Cap is one of those games. I think you really have to be, into it.
Yeah,
because it is a weird game because it's like Nintendo didn't even develop it. It's the only main series game that Nintendo themselves didn't really develop.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they let Capcom developed it.
Capcom. Okay.
Yep.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, Minish Cap is kind of an oddball game because it's really unique. It's really unique. I think it's cool just because you get the story of like Link's hat, which I think is just kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And like it looks good. It's got that Game Boy Advance charm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the story is kind of odd, and it's just an odd Zelda game. When you're playing it, you're just like, this just feels weird.
Yeah, and I think like, if people are, they're going to notice a trend with my list because I'm more of like a traditionalist when I play my Zelda games. So if it's not like Ganon and regular kind of Link, you know, I'm turned off by it because it's my favorite list.
Yep. This is favorites. And the other thing is you got to think there is a big difference between being able to play a game on a console and being able to play a game handheld. Especially like the Game Boy Advance, which until the Game Boy Advance SP came out, didn't have a backlight. And, you know, it was just like, that's kind of the downfall of handhelds up until, you know, now that they all have backlights and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah. Okay. Okay. So moving on, what do you have at 13?
Well, the only reason I have this is 13 was because I read reviews.
Okay. So you didn't play this one.
Didn't play Oracle of Ages and Seasons.
Okay.
That's, I kind of lumped them together.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Technically, they are two different games. And right. technically, most people will argue Seasons is slightly better because they are. I will argue that Ages is better. But no, I think it's totally fine to lump them together. That's how I did. I think that's how most people do it.
Okay. What's your 13?
Yeah. We'll get to Oracle's Season Ages. I want to wait to.
All right. You got some stuff to say.
Yeah. I got some stuff to say. I have Four Swords, I have Four Swords Adventure.
Okay.
Which we kind of already talked about a little bit. Again, it was just a game where I had friends with the GameCube and we were playing it all the time. And so I think it was just a lot more. It was a better experience because I was playing with friends. If you were trying to play by yourself, I just don't think you'd like it as much.
And that's why it's my, number 18?
Yeah, 18 or 19. Okay. Okay, so moving on to number 12.
12. I have Spirit Tracks there.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you actually played Spirit Tracks and liked it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was it was pretty good. I mean, that's the time where I was, you know, that's all I really had.
Right.
So, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, and you can't fault people for trying new stuff.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's an ambitious game. It's probably the most ambitious Zelda game, to be honest. They're like, we're going way out of Hyrule. It's like way in the future. We're going to have like a train as the thing, as the big mechanic, and
yeah.
Yeah, I get why people like it. It just wasn't for me.
No, that's fine.
Let's see here. My number 12.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's
unpopular opinion.
This could be an unpopular opinion. Okay, remember, this game I would say deserves a 10 out of 10. Top 10 game on the SNES without question, A Link to the Past.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess, again, this is favorites.
Right, yes.
I completely understand that A Link to the Past is arguably one of the greatest games ever made. Right. And in terms of like where I would rank it, I'd probably have it, I mean, certainly in the top five. I mean, I could see the argument that it's number one.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I grew up with a Genesis.
Oh!
Yeah, I was a Sega Genesis kid. I had a Super Nintendo, but I only had like five games for it.
Okay.
And so I didn't really play A Link to the Past until like quite a bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's great. I played it. Actually, I think the first time I played it was on Game Boy Advance when I got the Four Swords version.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I got A Link to the Past and it came with Four Swords. And which is just slightly different. Some of the translation is different. And so for me, I just didn't have that nostalgia of like having it.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, the people who played 1, 2 and then 3 and like, oh, it was like so much bigger and better. And so for me, I was like, okay, this is okay. But there are other games that use, I would say, like the Link to the Past engine, that we'll get to in my list. And I just like them more. So, okay.
All right. We are at 11.
At 11. Okay, go ahead.
I have Phantom Hourglass at 11. Kind of lumped them together with that and Spirit Tracks. You know, it's what I had at the time. It's what I was playing. The Hourglass was super annoying, but you know, like overall, I enjoyed it. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, and I will say Phantom Hourglass, one of the things I like about it is that it's a direct sequel. There's not a lot of direct sequels in the Zelda universe. I think there's of like direct sequels. I think there's only three pairings.
Ocarina and Majora,
1 and 2, and Wind Waker, Phantom Hourglass. That's it.
Okay.
Of, like direct sequels. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess A Link Between Worlds and Heroes. Yeah, I think are.
Anyway. We can listen to our previous episode.
Yeah. We'll have to go back. Okay, at 11, I have Hyrule Warriors. Again, we kind of touched on it a little bit. Again, I like those type of games, and so I just really kind of liked it. And I like games where you kind of get like all the characters. It's one of the reasons I really love Smash Brothers. is because it's like
Smash
Brothers
is great.
It's, you know, you get like all the characters coming together, and you know, it's kind of like it pays like honor to the series. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, oh yeah, well, oh yeah, you know, and you get to pick all the different outfits that Link's ever worn. And I was like, oh, you know, it's just kind of cool.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I get okay. That. Okay, so now we're in our top 10. Now we're into our top 10 Zelda games.
We're in our top 10.
Okay, go ahead.
So I've got Link's Awakening at 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I have Link's Awakening pretty high on my list, but go ahead.
We were so different when we made these lists.
I know,
when
we were
doing our favorites versus wasn't our
Our ranking is pretty close. It's pretty close across the board. But our favorites are like totally polar opposites, which is fine.
That's all right. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a handheld one. Yep.
Yeah.
I get it. And it was Game Boy. I get it. If you had a Game Boy, probably chances are you were playing something, another Nintendo game, like one of the three Pokemon games.
Or one
of the five Pokemon games. Yeah. You know,
Pokemon, blue, red, and yellow.
Yeah. I had blue and yellow as well. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I was spending most of my time. So
most of your AA batteries went into those.
You have no idea how many batteries. My aunts, every time I went to their house, I'd be like, hey, can I have some batteries? And one Christmas, they got me like a pack of like 10 AA batteries, but they individually wrapped every single battery.
Oh, no.
So yeah, I was like spending so much time unwrapping these batteries for my Game Boy.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to do some Pokemon.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, and number 10, I have, now again, this is top 10.
Okay. So they're all great.
They're all great. They're all excellent games. I know a lot of people that have this game as their number one, and I get it. It's I said from 15 up, all these games are my top 100 games.
Right. You're scaring me with this. What's your 10?
I have Majora's Mask.
Oh God.
It's my heart. It's in the top 10. I liked it. I love Majora's Mask. I mean, all of these games I love. I mean, like I said, from 15 up, I could say I generally love all these games.
Yeah.
I think for me, it was just like, if it was like, well, do I want to play Majora's Mask or do I want to play Ocarina of Time? You know what I mean? And so it was just like, well, because I got a 64 really late.
So did I. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a 64 really late and I got like Smash Brothers, both Zeldas, GoldenEye. A couple of wrestling games and both Zelda games. And so I was just like, well, I'd rather just play Ocarina of Time. But I love Majora's Mask. It's so unique. It's so cool. I really want to get the 3DS version.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It's very good. Yeah.
It looks really good. I love like when you get you're a Zelda, you know, you get the Fierce Deity Zelda.
Yes. Yeah.
Link, yeah, excuse me. Yeah. Yeah, it's so cool. And you get all the different masks and it's just a cool mechanic. And like even playing the 3 days, and you and I are going to have to some point address the theory. Is Link dead?
Is he dead?
We're going to have to dive into that theory.
Yes, we are.
But yeah, I mean, again, I love Majora's Mask. There are games I just prefer over it.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you already go through your number 10?
Yes. Link's Awakening was 10.
Okay, number nine.
Okay. And I love the story of this game.
Oh,
I think it's really cool.
I think we have the same game.
Is it?
I think so.
The only downfall for me was how you had to play.
Yep.
Skyward Sword.
Skyward Sword. Yep.
Uh-huh. I don't want to have to move my arm for a sword.
Yep. Skyward Sword. I'll tell you what. Go watch the footage of people that are emulating it.
And
there's like a Wii emulator in like a Wii U or the Dolphin is what it's called.
The Dolphin
emulator, and watch people who are playing it in 4K, and it is utterly gorgeous. It is, and that's the thing. Skyward Sword, the story's great. I love the world. I love the art style, and the soundtrack is probably my favorite.
There's my dog.
There's the dog. That's okay. That's Fozzie.
I told you it was coming.
anybody who's coming over from Swish and Flick will have heard Fozzie stories, I'm sure.
Yes.
or seen pics on the Instagram.
Yes.
But Skyward Sword, great story, great presentation. It just came down to motion controls.
That's exactly what it was for me. And I was like, as I was playing, I'm like, oh, you know what? I really like it. I love that this is like, this is the first one. Like, we're getting that story. This is where everything started. But I just hated the controls.
Yeah. No, and I get it. And I've heard arguments that it's that so IGN actually gave it a 10 out of 10 and said it could be the best Zelda game. Like they were even considering at the time it came out saying it was better than Ocarina of Time. I think they've since rescinded that. But no, I get it. And I understand the people who love Skyward Sword. I do. So
I mean, right. It's number 9. It's a great game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's go to number 8.
Yeah. Number 8, I have Twilight Princess.
Okay.
You know, I enjoyed it. I loved that it was like back to like the regular kind of art. I did like that it was adult Link, but then once I did have to start playing as Wolf Link, I was like, this is kind of annoying. But I liked that I could go into like Hyrule and the castle town and everything like that. But you know.
And it does, it has, I will give Twilight Princess this. It probably has some of the best dungeons in the Zelda series.
Okay.
It's where you have to like, where you're on like the, you got like the spinning thing, and it's pretty cool. And I like the different, and I like that like, you know, in Ocarina of Time you just get like the red tunic, the blue tunic, and the green tunic, and this one it was like, oh, we're gonna make them look different, right, with like the scales and you know, stuff like that. And it's really cool, and it is one of the best Ganons.
Good, but
really good Ganon. And Zelda, this is really the first time you really see Zelda as kind of like a badass, like a boss. It's pretty sweet. Yeah.
And the more diverse dungeons and the story. Opening,
like just the title too, where you got like Bridge of Elden. Yeah, it's just sweet.
Yeah.
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 It's probably the most grand Zelda. So yeah, I get it. Okay, at number 8, I have Minish Cap.
Okay.
I played a lot of it. It's really unique. And a lot of times when people are like big fans, you know, when people talk about it, they're always like, Minish Cap usually tends to be the one that people are always like, yeah, you know, Minish Cap's really good. Like it's kind of like they're like, every time when people think about it, they're just like, yeah, you know, it's good. Like it's never like, oh, it's my favorite, it's the best, but it is just that one game when everyone's always like, yeah, it's a good game, like, and it is. You know, it's just, it's cool. I thought the cap was just, it was an interesting dynamic. Okay, number seven,
A Link Between Worlds is what I have at number 7. Yeah,
okay. I think I actually didn't mention when I had this, because I was looking at it, I was like, oh, I don't think I talked about that. I had it at number 14.
The Link Between Worlds one?
A Link Between Worlds, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. But we'll talk about it now, because I was like, I'll just, yeah. But, yeah. A Link Between Worlds. Yeah, this one, this is the one I just haven't really spent a lot of time with.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I get that. I just, like, I enjoyed it. It was a good game. Handheld, you know.
Yeah.
Just wonder you're biding your time in between games.
There's a lot of cool stuff in it. There's a lot of cool references and throwbacks, like when you're at the Milk Bar and it's playing, like, the like guitar version of Ballad of the Goddess is really cool, or like the Milk Bar, I guess it is. And Hyrule Overall is just a cool dynamic. And there is like the theory that the old guy that trains you is the Link from A Link to the Past.
I have not heard that. That's pretty cool.
Yep. That's a big theory. Big theory that it's the Link from A Link to the Past, which is cool.
We're going to have to do like a whole episode just theories.
Oh yeah, we'll break them all down. Yeah, A Link Between Worlds. You know, IGN, some of the guys on IGN, when they were talking about Hyrule Warriors, they said, you know, for most every Zelda game is somebody's first Zelda game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that would have been, it's a great place to start.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a pretty cool topic to do too at some point. We just did, which Final Fantasy should you play first?
Mm-hmm.
Which Legend of Zelda should you play first?
Oh,
that might be an interesting video or podcast to do in the future.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Okay, so what do we have here? Okay, so we're on to number 7.
Did you do your 7? Yeah.
Okay, this is you. So you just did your 7.
Correct.
Okay, I have the original.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, we're in the top seven now, okay?
Right.
Yeah. The original. Love it. It's I've played through it, beat it. But I just, every time I play it, I'm just always like, I'd rather play it different. But I mean, it has its, you know, I mean, it has its charm.
Yeah. It's the OG.
Yeah, it's the OG. Had I played it first, I'd probably have a much better respect for it. And like, same. And I'm a history guy. I mean, what it did for video gaming, you can't dispute.
No, definitely not.
And there is just something about that chiptune Legend of Zelda theme. You know, and like there's actually a lot of power-ups in that game. Like a lot of power-ups in that game.
I actually have it. I have it at my number six. So.
Oh, okay.
We're pretty close in that.
Yeah, we're pretty close. Yeah. It's great. I mean, it's a great game. I've seen people argue that it's the best game of all time. And again, once you hit this point in our list, I think you could make that argument.
Definitely.
I completely understand why a lot of people would have this at their number one. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's the game that started it all. So
absolutely.
That's kind of like, I have the utmost respect for it. But like you said, like it's not one of the ones that I played first.
Right.
Yep. So.
And whenever
within a favorite list, that's where it's going to get. It's going to be different.
Yeah. And when I want to play The Legend of Zelda, that's just not the game I go to first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at number six, you said you have this.
Correct.
Okay. At number six, I have Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Ages.
Okay.
And yeah, one of the reasons I really love those games is it uses the same engine as Link's Awakening, which we'll get to in my list. But I don't know what it was. It was like, I think it was like, I had like two of my friends that lived next door. Actually, you know one of them, Mark Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were Mark and his brother were my next door neighbor, right?
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, we grew up together. And they both had the games. They had like, but they had opposite ones. So I'd always go over to their house and play it. And I was like, oh, it's so cool because they're like two games and it's like the same game, you know, and so you can play both of them. And so for me, it's just a lot of fond memories. And every time I think about them, I'm always just like, oh man, these games are really good. You know, it's like you're not in Hyrule. And again, it just follows the same formula as like Link's Awakening and stuff like that. So I just completely get why people love it.
Yeah, that, you know, that's something that since those are, I mean, I didn't play those, so I should definitely go back and see if I can try and
maybe what we'll have to do is I'll play Ages and Season.
I'm down.
And we'll like do a comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Now we're in our top five.
We are.
We're into our top five favorite Zelda games. Okay, Tiffany, what do you have at number five?
At number five, I have A Link to the Past.
Okay.
A Link to the Past. Yep.
So, okay, you want to go any further on that or? No, I mean, we talked about it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Did you have it? You had, so you had an SNES growing up?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and you had
I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was one that I played with my cousin. So I just liked that get the Master Sword and
That's the one where Link has purple hair, you know. Which is just, it's interesting.
I mean, even like looking at the graphic of the I can't figure the word for it, but when looking at the Master Sword, it looks like there's an eye on there.
Oh yeah.
It looks interesting.
And, you know, it had like a really cool intro cutscene, which like it talked about the Seal War and everyone was like, oh man, what's the Seal War? And everybody thought, oh, maybe that's Ocarina of Time. And, you know, it was like, it was like a big deal. And, pulling the Master Sword out, because that's the first game where you do that. You like have to go find the Master Sword and pull it out of the, out of the stone.
And you get like dungeons and items and bosses.
Mm-hmm. And it was a throwback to the original. They got, you know, since 2 was weird.
Everything got bigger.
Yeah, and more rain. Yep.
It was just cool. I mean,
you go to the dark world, and
And you know, I didn't play it like a ton, but what I did play, I really, really enjoyed. And actually, I think this is the one that's downloaded onto the new SNES Classic.
It is. Yep.
And so I don't have one yet. Hopefully, I'll be able to get one soon since they're sold out. But my brother-in-law got one, so I'm gonna definitely.
It's great. I mean, I would put it in the top, certainly top five SNES games. I think a lot of people would put it at number one.
Yeah.
A lot of people would say this is the number one Zelda game. A lot of people, I think, would say it's the best game of all time. So I get it. And it's grand. I just haven't spent as much time with it. And so for me, in terms of favorites, just not.
Yeah. Like not. I said, I mean, I don't even think I beat it. But what I did play, you know, I was with my cousin having a good time playing it. So that's why it's there on the favorites.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. This is top five Zelda games of all time. So again, every game above this, I could give a 10 out of 10.
Yep. What's your
number five is Ocarina of Time.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're on five.
Yes, okay.
Hold on.
Yes. I had number five in terms of favorites. I have Ocarina of Time, which is arguably the greatest game ever made. I personally would probably say it's the second best game ever made. Totally get it. I love Ocarina of Time. I love it. I just have more cherished memories of other Zelda games.
Yep.
So I get it. That's what it comes down to is nostalgia. I get Ocarina of Time. I love it. I will wait though. I will let you dive into why Ocarina of Time is.
You know how I feel about it. I
do. Okay, so number four.
Number four. Okay, now we're at number four. Mm-hmm. I have Wind Waker at number four.
Oh, me too.
Oh, okay. That works out.
That works out great.
I played Wind Waker. I think that came out our freshman year of college.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know. No? Was I late to the party?
That
on
was
it?
Twilight Princess came out our freshman year in college.
So did it come out the year before?
It came out a year or two before, yep.
Okay. I played it my freshman year.
Yeah, Wind Waker would have came out like our 10th grade year.
Oh, really? I was super late to the party then.
That's okay. I was really late to the party, so go ahead.
All right, well, that's the game that I played. Actually, my roommate and I, Stacey Tess, remember her?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so she and I roomed together.
For those people, sorry we're just throwing your full names out there, but...
Yeah. if you're listening, shout out. So,
I'll post this on Facebook and tag her and she'll be like, what?
What? Well, hopefully she remembers this fond memory of mine. So we would come back and we'd fire up my GameCube and we'd go through and we would kind of like navigate it together. And I actually bought, I usually don't do this, but I bought a walkthrough for it. So on the parts where we would get stuck, she would like narrate to me where we should go. And we actually beat the game together, which was pretty cool.
Okay.
But I will say, when this game came out and I saw art for it, I was pissed.
I know, a lot of people were.
Is it called cell shading?
Yep.
I hated it.
Yep.
Still don't really like it. But the gameplay and the story in Wind Waker is really cool.
Okay.
And I guess the only downfall is the boat.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I get that. Okay. So I never played Wind Waker until like 2010 or something, right?
Well, and you were way later.
It gets even later than that. And I collect the games, so I have like literally like over 500 like, you know, physical games. And so I know it's a lot. And so anyway, so it was around probably like 2012, 2013. I was like, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to play Wind Waker. And so I got past like the first dungeon. I'm like, okay, I got my boat. I can sail around now. I got to that point. And then they announced the Wii U version. And I was like, well, okay, I'm just going to wait until the Wii U version comes out. And oh my God, the Wii U version is utterly gorgeous.
Really?
Oh my God. It's honestly like I still am torn. You just have to play it. You really just have to play it. And it's not like watching a YouTube video. You just have to play it and see how beautiful this game is. Just because I mean it's a remaster. So it's not just like, oh, they're like upscaling the resolution. I mean, it is a true remake. And it's just gorgeous. Honestly, I still sometimes I'm like, I go back and forth on whether I think it is more beautiful than Wild. It's that good. It really looks that good. But Wind Waker, I don't know what it was, man. I just loved like sailing around.
You like that?
Well, I will say on the Wii U, it's a little bit different. You sail a little bit faster.
okay.
Yeah, so it's not as big of a deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, the game's just great. It's got a really cool story. The only downside I'll say though is it doesn't have like a big open world. It's just because it's mostly water.
Right.
And so I get why people don't like it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you're sailing around, it's like, okay, I got to deal with pirates and stuff. It's not as like, oh, I can just run over and slash them and get rid of them. It's like, oh, okay, I gotta sit on here and wait, you know, fire my cannon. But man, the game is just gorgeous. It has a great soundtrack. And I really like the story.
Yeah, it's a cool story. It's a really cool story.
Yeah, it's a really cool story. So, okay, we're on
top three.
Okay.
It's getting serious. All right. Number three, I have, and I was torn. I have Majora's Mask at number three.
That's okay. Okay. Why Majora's Mask?
I just love it. Mm-hmm. I love Termina. I love the moon. I love the way the moon looks. Yeah. I love the mask. I love being able to change into being a Goron is like my favorite thing ever. Because
I hate the Goron.
You hate the Goron. I love his drums. I just think he's the coolest. They're so cute.
I love playing as the Zora.
He is pretty cool.
I'd always run down to like where you're having the concert and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, playing guitar.
Yeah.
I always thought it was cool.
No, I just think it's I don't know. I absolutely loved it. You know, at first, you know, with the 3-day thing and
yeah,
it can get a little annoying, but then you get the songs to slow it down or whatever, and mm-hmm. when you can start to save. So I guess the only thing that kind of was annoying for me about that game was when I sat down for a dungeon, like I got to beat this dungeon in one sitting. Like I got to make sure that I have the time to beat it. But, you know, other than that, I loved it. And I think I loved it because it was the way that it opens, you know, that you just left Hyrule after you went back in time to become a kid again. And I was like, this is awesome.
And you get different weapons too, which is really cool. That's like the one thing I'll really give this game is that like in Ocarina of Time, okay, yeah, you have like, you know, you have the hookshot and stuff like that. But in this game, you have like a ton of different weapons. And I think it's just cool. And because it allows you to play the game totally, completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do totally different stuff. And I think that's cool.
I love the little side quests as well. Yeah. Filling up your bomber's notebook and stuff like that. And the guy reaching his hand out of the toilet, wanting toilet paper. It's a great part.
There's a lot of great side quests. I will say, when I had a 64, I tried to play this, and I couldn't because I didn't have the RAM upgrade. Maybe you had to get the little expansion pack for your 64.
The little red thing.
Yeah, you had to get it's a RAM upgrade, is what it is. And so I had to like borrow one from one of my friends to play it. And so I was only able to play it like, you know, for like a week. And I was like, okay. And so for Majora's Mask for me, that was like something that like always kind of hindered me from playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, I still don't have one of those things. Well, they're hard to find now. Like now they're hard to find. And you're going to have to buy them on eBay and they're like $50.
Seriously?
Yeah, they're hard to find. And people have made reproduction ones.
Wow.
But a lot of people have said, like, some people they've worked for, and some people are like, well, they bricked my N64. And I'm not doing that. Yeah, because I have an original N64. I have the orange one, but
yeah, man,
it's my original N64. I don't want to lose it. Yeah.
Well, we actually got some really good used game shops up here. I'll have to check that out for you. Yeah. I actually have, as I'm looking at, I have like this bookshelf in my office, and I've got like all my little like nerd figurines and toys, and I have a Deku Link.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's holding a little Deku flower.
Okay, number three. I already know this is your number two, so we can go ahead and talk about it here. Okay. Remember, this is top three Zelda game. I could honestly
favorite.
I could your favorite. Yeah. Well, it's probably going to be in our top three. Best as well. Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
I love it. It's amazing.
It is stunning.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah. Now, so you have the Switch version. I have the Wii U version. Yep.
Yeah.
And other than graphics, there's not really that big of a difference. And it's really just like a slight resolution bump. Like I looked at tons of comparisons and like really not that big of a difference. But you can go watch people who have emulated the Wii U version and they're running it at 4K, like true 4K, and dear God, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's just like so good. when we got that, you were talking about that art where he like walks out. Like, oh, yeah. I feel like in our last episode, we were just like, it's just so gorgeous.
It's so gorgeous. And, you know, they pushed the game back and pushed the game back, which I'm fine with.
Yeah, 100% fine with.
100% fine with, because the game is so, it's so good. And it's enormous. It is an enormous game.
It's the biggest map I've ever played in a video game, ever. I don't. I haven't played Skyrim, but I've personally played.
Yeah.
So that was a little interesting for me because I had never experienced something that large.
Mm-hmm.
And
How many hours do you think your first playthrough was?
God, I don't know, and I kind of hate myself because I wanted to start over.
Yeah.
And I deleted it.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. It, trust me. It's like we'll be back.
So, oh, I mean, I already started it over. So.
Yeah, I think I was minors on 80.
You know, it was a lot, and it was. So I'm a teacher, so I have spring break. So I spent all of my spring break playing. So think about how many hours just in that whole week I spent.
Oh yeah, but and it's worth it though. I don't even know where to. I honestly don't even know where to begin with the game. I mean, it's you could go anywhere, do anything. Mm-hmm. You can fight the boss right off the bat.
Right off the stinking bat, which was crazy.
Has a great soundtrack. I love that. Yes. Did you know? Have you seen the stuff about like if you speed up this like because you're running around, it's mostly just like a soft piano note here and there. Mm-hmm. But if you speed it up, it's like other songs from the games. Like it's like Zelda's Lullaby or like the main theme and stuff like that.
Oh.
People have like sped it up. Yeah. The coolest thing I'll say about this game is, so once I was like 60 hours in, I was like, okay, I'll start looking stuff up. And I'd watch video after video and people were talking about it. And it'd be like two or three people podcasting and they'd be like, I didn't know you could do that. Wait, yeah. The other person would be like, I didn't know you could do that. And that's what's so awesome. Like, I didn't know you could shield surf.
Yeah.
Until I was like 30 hours in.
And
I was
really?
Like, oh, yeah. And I was like, what? This is awesome.
Yeah. It's
like,
because you can go anywhere. So everybody takes their own kind of routes.
Yeah. I knew that I was doing the Gorons last. And so I was like,
what did I do last?
I did the Zoras first.
Yeah, I did that too.
And then I went straight to the Gerudo because I love the Gerudo. They're my favorite. Plus, I wanted to go to the desert. And, oh, so cool.
Yeah, I think I did the Gerudo second as well.
Okay.
That was with all the electricity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the hardest boss for me.
Oh, okay.
Because the way that you had to like dodge at the moment of like attack, I couldn't like get the controls. It was super annoying to me.
Yeah.
So I did that one. I think I did. I don't know. Maybe I did the Gorons last.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway,
but it's okay. You know, there's tons of different costumes. They all do different things. Tons of different weapons. I remember watching videos of people like where there's, you know, some of the ones where you have to put like the electric balls in like sockets and it'll create like a current and then you can like open the shrine to get the chest. I remember watching this one video of this guy because the game had been out for like a month or two before I got it because it was hard to find. The Wii U version was hard to find.
The Wii U one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the Wii U version was hard to find. The Switch version was easy to find, but the Wii U version was hard. And because I kept going to like my Walmart and local game store and stuff, and like
now that you mention it, like I don't think I've ever seen a copy of the Wii U version.
Yeah, they're hard to find. Because they've like sold out, like So like I remember watching this video and this guy is like, well, he just laid down all of his swords and it created a current. And yeah, it's so cool. It's so cool you can do that. And I love the cooking system. I love the art style in this because it's a blend where it's not really cell shading, but it's just like cartoony, cartoony, more of like an anime, like an anime art style. It's so great. I could go on for like hours about all the stuff you can do in this game, but I think the easiest thing to do is tell people if you have not played this game, just go play it.
Just go. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, turn this off.
Stop this podcast.
Yeah. Go play it and then come back.
Yeah.
Like I honestly don't have words to explain how good this
game is. Truly.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good. And I love the stealth gear.
Oh, it was my favorite.
I paid some big time bucks to get mine like so high so I could just like sneak up. Like you just walk up to a horse and just jump right on it.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I will say this. I did not really use a horse.
Really?
I just ran everywhere.
Yeah, I can see that. I used a horse. You know what? I think my husband's actually playing it right now. Yeah. I hear the music.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
He's like, he hasn't beat it yet. So he's like, I need to beat this game. I'm like, yeah, you do. Get out there. So actually, speaking of horses, I had a really great time getting the giant horse. I thought that was really cool.
Yep.
And then do you ever get the one that was like the full skeleton horse?
Nope, didn't do that.
I just happened upon one.
Oh, really?
I was like, what is this? Yeah, so I ended up getting it, and I checked it into a stable so I could keep it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but there's one horse in there that's supposed to look like the Pokemon Rapidash.
Oh, okay.
I never got that one, though. I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, I will say this. I will give this game one downfall.
Go ahead.
If I have to put one strike against this game, it's that all of the what I would call DLC is really awesome, but you can only unlock it through amiibos, and it's really hard to get a lot of Nintendo amiibos because people like buy them and then jack the prices up.
Yeah.
And so they're like $60. And now you can do this thing where you can kind of like hack amiibos. Like it's actually like really easy to do. There's like you just buy this like card chip thing, and you basically can download whatever image you want onto this, like it's basically like an amiibo base.
Okay.
And then you can like actually download like the code that is inside the each individual amiibo, and so you don't have like the figurine, which is really what I want. You know,
I have toys, so
I want them too. Yeah, but so like I have the what do I have? I have the Smash Brothers Link, and so that gave me like a Epona and the Twilight Princess outfit, which is sweet.
Oh, that's so cool.
But I really want like the Ocarina of Time one, but the Ocarina of Time amiibo is like $60 on the internet.
That's a lot.
I'm not going to spend $60 just to run around the Ocarina of Time costume.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's kind of disappointing, but
I got the one where Link's on a horse, and then where he's an archer.
Oh yeah.
So I got those two amiibos. And then after that, I went back to the store because I wanted to get like a few more.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, what was that, months ago back in the spring, there's been nothing.
Oh yeah, they're
gone.
They're impossible to find. And it wouldn't be bad if Nintendo would just like let us buy that DLC. Like if it was like, hey, spend like $3 or $5 and you get that costume. Okay, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Like, but if you have the amiibo, you get it. Okay, that's awesome. But it's just like it wouldn't be a problem if amiibos weren't difficult to find.
Right. And think about how much money you could be making if you just charge people $3 to buy whatever they want.
I know. It's Nintendo. It's a whole
come on, guys.
It's why you can't. It's why you are having a hard time finding the SNES Classic, and I'm still having a hard time finding a Switch. So
I know. You know what, Matt? For you, if I ever come across one, I'll just buy it. You'd pay me back.
Well, I think actually the Super Mario Odyssey ones that'll be coming out later this year are pretty easy to find. Because they're selling them in bundles, and so I'll just have to spend $400, but that'd be fine.
You get the game anyway, so
yeah, you get the game, so it ends up being about the same.
We'll be reviewing that too.
Yes, we will be. Okay, so now we're on to my number two, because we just did your number two as well as my number three, and my number two is Link's Awakening.
Okay.
I have the original Link's Awakening. They did a remake, well, not really a remake of it, but a recolorization. When the Game Boy Color came out, they did like DX versions of games.
Okay.
Like, which are like deluxe versions. And so, because a lot of the Game Boy games, you put them in a Game Boy Color and they'd be like red or blue or green or something. In this, they actually did like a full, more like color version of it. But I actually have the original. The hours I put into that game.
How many hours?
Oh god,
too many to count.
Well over 100, I'd say.
That's just awesome.
Replaying it over and over again. I learned all the secrets. If you type in Zelda as your name, it'll play Zelda's Lullaby. If you steal something, it'll change your name to Thief, which actually comes back in Twilight Princess. That's like a thing. Yeah. And it's like a big dream. And actually the ending's kind of sad. Like Link has to save the world, but like this world will be lost once he does. And so I always just thought that was kind of interesting and weird. And it is, it's like a dream. And so you actually have like chain chomps from Mario. And you can like jump, you can do like a somersault type thing. And it's cool. It's a lot of fun. Uses kind of the same engine as Oracle of Ages the season, which I think I am as much, but
yeah.
So, okay. So now we're going to get to our number ones, and our I'm going to go first.
You go first.
I'm going to go first because
he's a weirdo.
Because I'm a weirdo and I want, and we'll save the best for last.
All right. All right.
Okay. So my number one, which was like Tiffany's 18 is Zelda 2.
People are going to want to know why.
Okay. So this is favorites. Favorites. But I still actually think it's really good. And I think I would put in my top 10 Zelda games in terms of actually what's best. Zelda 2, for me, it was the first Zelda game I ever played. It was honestly one of the first games I ever played for Nintendo. It's one of the first games I ever played, period. And man, I just love that game. It has an amazing soundtrack. I actually really like how big it is. I love the artwork. I love when you go into the temple and it starts playing that temple theme, you know, like it's in Smash Brothers and stuff like that too. I don't know what it is. It's my go-to game. Anytime I'm like, yeah, I want to play Zelda, that's my go-to game. I'll fire up like an emulator. And I always thought it was really cool because I had like the golden cartridge of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're looking at all these NES games, gray, and this was like gold. I was like, oh, gold, man, this game's like special. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they did that again with some other ones, like the golden versions or whatever.
Did they do that? They did that with
Majora's Mask. And actually, that something we'll have to do is the different variants of Ocarina of Time. There's like three or four different versions.
Yeah.
With the gold cartridge and the gray cartridge and the like gray Japanese and the gold Japanese. There's actually a couple differences and stuff, but there isn't really a difference of the gold cartridge for Zelda 2. Mm-hmm. But then you have to, and that game is hard too. It is brutal, especially some of the later bosses. Like when you have to fight Dark Link,
mm-hmm.
and he's like mirrors like all your movements. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
And like Ganon laughs at you when you die. And you have to go into the towns and talk to people, and there's that weird things where you go into like towns and like there's these old women and they're like, hey, come into my shack and I'll heal you, and then you like go inside, the door closes, and then you get healed. Okay,
well, you know?
What? But yeah, you know, there's like tons of different powers. You could turn into a fairy and like basically fly through a level. And I don't know, I just always thought it looked really cool. Mm-hmm. I always thought when you go into the 2D parts, I just always thought, I was like, man, look, the graphics on this look awesome back in the day.
Yeah.
And it just felt like a grand adventure to me.
And it was.
I was always like, man, what, Zelda's like past, like she's like laying on the table, like I gotta save her. And I don't know, I just love it. And it's my favorite opening or the favorite overworld theme.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like it starts out like the legend the first game, but then it like changes. I don't know, I just love it. There's just no other way to describe it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's nostalgia, but yeah, but that's what everyone listening to this is going to have for each individual game.
Yeah, and probably usually always the first one that they played.
Yep,
more than likely. Yep. I'm not going to say that for everyone, I can't blanket that, but
right. I'm sure there are people that have just played Breath of the Wild as their first Legend of Zelda game, and they're like, wow, I understand why people love this series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like these games have been around for what, the 30?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
30 years.
Yeah.
Wherever you come in the timeline of Legend of Zelda, like, come all in. Like, this mm-hmm. is a fandom that welcomes you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Play them all.
Yeah, play them all, you know? They're all great. That's the thing is with the exception of like the CDI games, which don't even really count, like,
yeah,
they're all great.
Yeah. And as much as I said, like down at the bottom of my list that I was like, you know, I didn't really get into it. I didn't really like it. Like, it's still good. It's
there's no, like the lowest score I would give one of these games would be like an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
And that's like saying something.
Yeah.
Like,
I completely agree.
Yeah. Cause even other big series, I mean, huge franchises like Mario games, there are some Mario games I would give like a 7. Too. I mean, yeah, there's a reason The Legend of Zelda is probably the greatest game series ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think
I think on Metacritic, it does have the most top number, like true 10 out of 10s than any other game series. Like, yeah. So,
as it should.
So, okay, Tiffany, you're number one.
I think mine's more popular than yours.
It is.
As far as opinions go.
as far as personal favorite.
Right. So I have Ocarina of Time.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people will have
Ocarina. I'm sure. So Ocarina of Time was the first Zelda game that I ever played.
I'll say that.
So the cousin I was talking about earlier, his name's Andy. You know, he and his dad would play, and they would kind of like co-op it because he was young. I mean, when this game came out, we were pretty young. So he and his dad would go through it, and, you know, they would do the dungeons and stuff. And when I would go and visit them, I would always see them playing. You know, you're riding Epona, you know, across Hyrule Field. And they actually, for their little co-op game, you know how you can type in your name?
Yep.
They like combined theirs. So they'd be like, my uncle's name was Jerry and my cousin's name is Andy. So they do like Anger or Jerrand, whoever's like leading the game. And I remember, I don't know if I said this before, but I had to work to buy my Nintendo 64.
Okay.
Didn't have a lot of money growing up. So I would do like chores and stuff.
Oh, okay. Just odd chores. Okay.
Yeah. And so I ended up finding one in the newspaper, somebody was selling it. So I bought it. I earned my money and bought it. And then we searched the stores for Ocarina of Time.
Yep.
And we couldn't find it. And I don't know how old I was, but I was crying because I wanted this game so bad. And then we even drove to like a different town to try and find it.
Oh, so you go to like Mansfield and like
we did go to Mansfield.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't find it still. And then I remember one day I came home from softball practice. My mom had found it and put it on my bed. And so I was really happy. But my aside from the gameplay, you know, you get your three stones and then you go and, you know, you go forward in time. Everything's destroyed. You know, you've got this red covering around Hyrule Castle. It's just everything changes and it's dark. And then you go through the temples. The water temple makes you want to kill yourself.
Yep.
and you go through all these things and then you save it and it's great. And the game is great. And even without my family aspect of this, I would say it was my number one. But,
yeah,
you know, my uncle has since passed from cancer. And this game, like, even more so, like, holds a place in my heart. It's just so amazing. I can't say enough about it.
You know, one of the things I love most about this game is, for me, a game that has great music goes a long way. Like, I've played games that are like 4 out of 10s, but the soundtrack is so good that it causes me to want to go back. And this game's focus is on music. And I always I spend so much time just like playing the ocarina. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
And you don't even need to look at the C buttons.
I just want to play the songs. Like Balerio Fire, you know, Minuet Forest.
Fire was my favorite, definitely.
Balerio Fire. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Minuet Forest is mine. I don't know what it was. It's just real chill. I always just liked it.
Yeah.
And there's the side quests in this game. Mm-hmm. Like when you save up and you get the giant's knife, you're like, oh, this thing is sick.
It's so big.
What?
And then you break it. And then you break it. And then you're like, what? I hate myself.
And it takes 7 years to rebuild.
Right.
yeah. You know, and then you get like the different arrows and the different tunics.
Mm-hmm.
And the mini games, you know, racing, you know, that dirty bastard. What's his?
Ingo.
Ingo. Yeah.
Yeah, you get Epona.
Yep, to get Epona.
Bringing Epona though, as you jump over that fence, it's like, amazing.
Yeah. And then like, you know, potions. even like some of the stuff at the beginning of the game when you have to like sneak into Hyrule Castle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just great. And the 3DS version is great too. 3DS version is a great way to play the game if you haven't played it.
Yeah, I definitely, as soon as I found out that was coming out, I was like, okay, I have to own this. Because now I get it, like, on the go.
Yep. The definitive thing I would say to get is, I don't know if you had it or not, on the GameCube, they released, really early into the GameCube's life, it was, like, to build up to Wind Waker.
Mm-hmm.
You could get a pack, and it was, like, Majora's Mask, Ocarina of Time, and I think some of the earlier games, man, those things are so expensive to buy
today. let me tell you my story with that. So I had that.
Yeah.
And I used to play it all the time, and it had that little, like, you could play like the beginning of like one of the dungeons in Wind Waker just as like a teaser.
Yeah.
And so I had that. I had it on my GameCube, and I was living in Cleveland. All right. Not in a not so great area. Our house got broken into. Someone stole my husband's Xbox, and they stole my GameCube, which contained that disc.
Oh, man.
So I have the package for it, but I don't have the disc.
Oh, that's so,
you have that's no so idea how mad I was.
Yeah, they're like,
I'm still mad.
They're like $150 to buy today. Like,
yeah, I had it.
They're hard to find. Yeah, but man,
that's a terrible story.
in closing, I'll say this. Start anywhere you want, guys.
Yeah. It's all good.
Start anywhere you want. Leave us comments. Let us know. What's your favorite Zelda? You can rank them. We're going to come back and we're going to do what we think is best, which will be a totally different list.
Yeah.
But yeah, tell us your Zelda story. That's really what it comes down to is what's your story with these games? Why are you attached to these games? Nostalgia, what does that mean for you? So, yeah. Tiffany, where can people find you on the internet?
All right. So I am a host of Swish and Flick. It's an all Potter podcast. We discuss everything Harry Potter, and we're doing a reread. So on Facebook, we are Swish and Flick Podcast. And then we are also Swish Flick Cast on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr.
Mm-hmm. And you can find Podbean, iTunes.
Yep.
All that stuff that it links to. Yeah, and as always, you can find pretty much on the internet anywhere at Super Games Bros. I also do a podcast that is all Star Wars called Rebel Watch. I do a podcast that is like mostly pop culture, movies, reviews, stuff like that called Second Breakfast. And right here on YouTube, Podbean at Box Trick. So that is our show for today. Thank you, Tiffany, for coming back on again. And we'll be back probably with our Zelda ranking, and then we'll probably start diving into some Zelda theories.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yep. So as always, guys, thanks for listening.